This summer, movie audiences have thrilled to the adventures of the X-Men, Daredevil, and the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. They've trembled in their seats before the Incredible Hulk. This weekend, audiences could be trembling again, buffeted by the blows of an office worker from Cleveland. The latest comic book hero to make his way to the big screen is Harvey P. Carr, a not-so-mild-mannered former file clerk. The real-life P. Carr is the author and central curmudgeon of a series of comics called American Splendor, about the everyday adventures of a file clerk. The movie of the same name opened this weekend. Mark Uricki of member station WKSU reports.
So who is Harvey P. Carr, and why would anyone make a movie about him?
I know I'm considered a character. I mean, all I read about, you know, they always describe me as this curmudgeon, this guy, and grumpy and stuff. So I figured figured I had some kind of a interesting personality to sell or something like that.
He's got this very kind of intense scowling look. I mean, when you first meet him, everybody who first meets him gets the impression that he wants to hit them.
He can be a lot nastier, and he can be a lot nicer.
Who is this Harvey P. Carr character?
That question haunted Harvey P. Carr growing up in Cleveland. He worked as a file clerk at a VA hospital, traded old jazz records with his cartoonist friend Robert Crumb, and wondered whether there could be more to his life. After all, he thought, ordinary life is pretty complex stuff.
What do you mean? You mean you're dumping me? For what?
This plebeian lifestyle just isn't working for me anymore, okay? I gotta get out of here before I kill myself.
When Crumb went on to become a famed underground comic book artist, P. Carr thought maybe he could write comics, autobiographical comics. P. Carr could only draw stick figures, but when Crumb agreed to illustrate his writings, the comic book American Splendor was born. For the past 30 years, P. Carr has been recording the mundane trials and tribulations of a blue-collar guy.
Like, you know, I mean, there's a lot of heroism in everyday life, but it just doesn't get, you know, dramatized or written about. You know, guy trying to hold his family together, you know, trying to find a job.
P. Carr's comics did gain some attention, and they eventually earned him an invitation to appear on the David Letterman Show, where he decided to rebel against the talk show celebrity routine right from the start.
Well, I thought that I'd only go on one time, and you know, and then that would be it. And so, you know, I, you know, decided I would try and make some kind of a splash. And I figured, I did do this kind of like a over the top kind of stuff, you know, like a self parody of the Cleveland working man.
Letterman loved it. And those TV appearances were where Paul Giamatti, who portrays P. Carr in the film, first saw the irascible writer.
I just remembered being struck by how amazing it was to see somebody like that on television, somebody who was that just untelegenic.
But after a few appearances, P. Carr realized Letterman wasn't helping his book sales, so he pushed his cantankerous act to the limit, and he was not invited back. He tried to sell radio commentaries to NPR's Morning Edition, but was turned down, so he wrote a commentary about it.
And they're really into perkiness to make people brighten up in the morning. Once Good Morning America came to Cleveland and they invited me to be on their show until they saw my comics. Then they said, these stories are so dark, they're disturbing. What do they want, Hugh Downs? I don't want to make people happy, I want to make people think.
American Splendor's vignettes on real life have been adapted to the stage several times, but bringing them to the screen has proved elusive. Jonathan Demme considered it 20 years ago, and more recently, Deuce Bigelow's Rob Schneider wanted to film P. Carr's stories. Finally, producer Ted Hope and HBO bought the rights and hired husband and wife documentary filmmakers Robert Pulcini and Sherry Springer Berman. They found a story arc that covers decades of P. Carr's real life, his comic book, his marriage, family, and his bout with cancer. Then they exploited the blurry line between the real Harvey and the comic book character. In American Splendor, actors mix with animation and with Harvey P. Carr, his family, and his co-worker, Toby Radloff, played by Judah Friedlander.
What movie could possibly be worth driving 260 miles round trip for?
It's a new film called Revenge of the Nerds. It's about a group of nerd college students who are being picked on all the time by the jocks.
More than one person has told me that they first saw the guy playing Toby and they thought maybe he was going a little bit just a little over the top. And then they saw Toby, and they said, no, this guy's really restrained.
The movie was awesome. Everybody who's seen it loved it. I love it. I had a great time being in the movie. I had a great time seeing myself on the screen. And Judah Friedlander did an excellent job portraying me.
The real people appear on artificial sets meant to recall comic book frames, while the actors were shot on the streets of Cleveland. Picard's wife, Joyce Brabner, was happy to donate Harvey's real stuff to director Sherry Springer Berman for the sets.
Well, that's actually me trying to get rid of them. You know, a lot of stuff I was trying to get rid of, I just gave them and kind of hoped they would keep them and wouldn't come back. Books, records, things like that.
Harvey kept trying to take them home again. He would pull them in the middle of a shot. He'd be like, hey, man, I need these. And Joyce would yell at him. And we'd be like, Harvey, we really need it for continuity. You know, you can't have the records there in one shot, not in another.
Picard hung around the sets, watching the filming and trying to pick up a free meal here and there. But outside of suggesting some music for the score, the jazz and social critic, who's never been shy about expressing his opinion, did not offer movie suggestions.
No, and apparently that made a very good impression on them.
After success at the Sundance Film Festival, American Splendor was invited to Cannes. Harvey Picard borrowed a tux from a neighbor and went to France with his family. Berman was impressed with the standing ovation the film received.
Harvey was most impressed with the way the people did his laundry at the hotel. If you ask him what he liked most about France, he would say their laundry skills.
I mean, I didn't feel real comfortable, to tell you the truth, in Cannes, especially since I didn't speak French. That turned out not to be a problem because they could all speak English, you know. I mean, there's all these rich American and English tourists that go over there. And I felt a little bit guilty about walking around with all those rich people over there, you know. I mean, I'd been a file clerk all my life, and, you know, now it's like I was on the other side or something like that.
But even at Cannes, says Joyce Brabner, her husband's regular guy persona connected with audiences, particularly men of a certain age.
I think it's because there's this conflict that guys have between being who you say you are, having this title or this identity that's related to your job, and then how you live your life. I think that American Splendor argues that you don't have to have a major achievement or an accomplishment or a title or something behind you. You can just have a life that's lived well, and that in itself is a skill and a blessing.
But Harvey Picard won't admit that his life is a blessing or even that he's mellowed.
I've gotten more tired, and I've also become more convinced of the futility of argument in a lot of cases.
And Picard certainly isn't relaxing, having achieved a certain fame, but not fortune. He's living off his government pension and trying to pick up a few extra bucks writing jazz reviews and comics. But despite the fact that a new anthology of American Splendor is being published, Harvey Picard, being Harvey Picard, is still worried about things like his leaking bathtub and his next paycheck. For NPR News, I'm Mark Uricchi.
And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.